Lou Holtz, Democrats Reverse JFK's What Can I Do for My Country Theme? By Robert Krajicek on August 26, 2020. Democrats have abandoned John F. Kennedy's call to put service to America over self-service, said Lou Holtz, former NFL and college football coach, during his featured speech at the Republican National Convention on Wednesday. During Kennedy's inaugural address to the nation, he remarked, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." Holtz said, "There are people today like politicians, professors, protesters, and of course, President Trump's naysayers in the media, who like to blame others for problems. They don't have pride in our country, because they no longer ask, 'What can I do for my country?' Only what the country should be doing for them. They don't have pride in themselves. That's wrong." Holtz added, "When I was an officer in the Army, I served with so many great Americans who embraced the responsibility to our country. I'm so proud of their sacrifices and the opportunity it has provided for so many millions. America remains a land of opportunity, no matter what the other side says or believes." Holtz said he lives his life based on three values: trust, commitment, and love. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D., and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, are running the most radically pro-abortion campaign in American history, remarked Holtz. "Nobody is a stronger advocate for the unborn than President Trump," Holtz declared. The Biden-Harris ticket is the most radically pro-abortion campaign in history. They and other politicians are Catholics in name only and abandoned innocent lives. President Trump protects those lives. Holtz shared the questions he asks himself in determining his associations and evaluating people's character. Can I trust them? Are they committed to doing their very best? Do they love people? Do they care about others? President Trump loves our country and our great people, concluded Holtz. Trust, commitment, and love. With President Trump, we have a president we can trust, who works hard in making America greater, and genuinely cares about people. If I apply this test to Joe Biden, I can't say yes to any of these three questions. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.